But now I'm very, very excited that I'm bringing my first guest. I had a chance to interview her on the morning show a couple weeks ago, and she had a big grand opening yesterday for her new practice called Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. Everybody, please say hi to Dr. Tracy Lenhart. Doc, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing? So you had the grand opening yesterday, and Deborah Ray Roseman, our general manager, she went over. She said it was just packed. It was just standing room only over there. How exciting.
Yeah, it was a great grand opening. We had a great time and, you know, had a lot of great food, healthy food.
Healthy food.
And got to talk to a lot of new people.
Did people notice that there was healthy food only, and were they saying stuff to you like, wow, this is good still, and I'm enjoying this, and it's healthy?
Yeah, they were asking us. We actually even had custom-made, you know, cupcakes made in lower fat, lower sugar, so that they could actually taste something that they would really like and enjoy.
Oh, I like that. Very cool, very cool. Now, so your interest in this, in metabolic medicine, and this cutting-edge approach, which we're going to talk about today, about things like bioidentical hormone replacement and just being in tune with each individual body, that all was born from your own situation. When you were a doctor and you were doing your residency, you were working in an emergency room, you, just like the rest of us, were going with no sleep, lots of stress, eating bad food, and you started to get very unhealthy, right? Isn't that how this all started?
Yeah, actually, I got very overweight. I became diabetic, and so I was on 7 medications, including high-dose insulin, and figuring there had to be something better, because I was just getting worse and worse. So I, you know, started really studying the metabolic system, studying bariatrics, lost a lot of weight, reversed the diabetes, and then started studying hormones when I went into menopause. And from there, it just blossomed into anti-aging and healthy. And, you know, the whole point of anti-aging is not to look, you know, like you're 40 when you're 80, even though that's a nice byproduct sometimes. But it's to have your insides be healthy so that you're out on the tennis court playing at 90 instead of in a wheelchair in a nursing home.
Right, right, right. Okay. So that's what I always like that. So you've actually been through what you're now trying to help others to get back from as far as their health. And I think that's terrific because you really have an understanding, a deep understanding and compassion for what they went through. And so now you put this into everything you do in your practice, and you practice what we call functional medicine. Can you explain what that is, please?
Functional medicine is a new way of looking at medicine. It's really trying to find the root cause, the reason somebody has that illness, and trying to correct the underlying reason. You know, like with diabetes, it was insulin resistance. So I went after the insulin resistance instead of just trying to treat my blood sugar, and actually got off the medication. So now I actually basically treat my diabetes with nothing but diet and healthy eating, and providing it with everything it needs to control that sugar instead of drugs.
So for all these years, they're looking at diabetes in one way, and they're just kind of throwing insulin at it to try and, at best, manage it, right? You're trying to actually reverse the cause of diabetes by using functional medicine to find the underlying cause of what started the problem in the first place.
Correct. What we're doing is really trying to get those receptors working again on that muscle cell and in the body so it can actually utilize the insulin your body's producing. Because your body's producing a lot of insulin when you're type 2 diabetic. It's not an insulin production issue, it's an insulin resistant issue. So if we can get cut down the resistance and get that insulin to work better, then you can control the sugar again. You know, so it does take full lifestyle change. You know, you can't keep on putting in a bunch of junk into the system and expect it to run correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to feed it like an engine. You're not going to put a bunch of sugar in your gas tank and think your car's going to run correctly.
Right, right. So now you have able to actually reverse your own diabetes and sort of putting in it. So it's almost more like instead of it's acute, it's more of a chronic issue, right?
Right. My sugar's been normal for about 6 years, and I haven't been taking any insulin or medications for those 6 years.
Wow. And that's all about just changing your diet.
The diet had a lot to do with it. It's also knowing I take a lot of supplements because the body uses certain supplements or certain nutrients to control blood sugar. So I make sure my body has plenty of these nutrients so it can work to control that sugar.
Can you tell us a couple of what those nutrients are?
Magnesium's a big one. Vitamin D is a big one. Chromium, lipoic acid. These are all things that, you know, the different receptor sites utilize in order to control it. Like insulin. Insulin has 4 chromium receptors attached to it. And when all 4 are attached, that insulin molecule can hit the muscle cell receptor and actually connect. It's like the key to the door to get in.
Okay.
So it can actually work. If you have a whole bunch of insulin going around, because now your body's producing 5 times the amount of insulin because it's resistant to it, then it can't connect. So it kind of bypasses into the fat building system. So when we turn around and flood the system with enough chromium that every single insulin molecule has all 4 attached, we can start pushing it back up to the muscle cell where it's supposed to go. And if those receptors are now being utilized, your body will start putting a little bit more up if it's not being flooded.
So this is a very individualized approach then to medicine, because each person's body and the balance that's there or not there is unique to them, isn't it?
It is unique. We do different testing in functional medicine. We don't do the typical blood sugar, hemoglobin A1C. I'm looking at everything the body utilizes for sugar. I'm looking at those nutrients. I'm looking at all the different other hormones like adiponectin, leptin. These are signals that tell me how far somebody is in insulin resistance, and they're also telling me how far they're coming back, because adiponectin is the first thing that goes down before anybody ever becomes resistant to insulin. So you can actually see the progression happening long before it ever happens. So I try to catch it early and reverse it before anybody becomes diabetic. You know, once they are diabetic, a little bit more difficult, but, you know, as long as their pancreas is still producing insulin, we can get, you know, cut them down off their medications most of the time, or at least significantly reduce them.
For somebody who's listening right now, what are the early warning signs or symptoms that they may be almost like pre-diabetic or right there? What are some of the things that are a red flag that they know they need to come see you right away?
Actually, you know, in pre-diabetes, insulin and cortisol both are main hormones that produce the fat in the abdominal area. So if they're gaining a lot more abdominal weight, or they put on weight a lot more easier, if they get hungry quicker after they eat, you know, if they get fatigued fast after they eat, those are signs that the sugar is getting, the regulation of their sugar is not going correctly. Their body's overshooting the mark. They're not being able to keep their sugar regulated correctly.
And that's how you were feeling before you did all this for yourself. So when you were first starting as a doctor and you're running 30-hour shifts and doing all that kind of stuff, you felt all these symptoms in yourself, and you're like, wow, I got to reverse this right away. And now you've done that, and you're feeling great now, right?
I feel amazing now. I feel like I'm 20 again.
Is that right?
Yeah, I have the energy. I don't have the sore muscles or the achy body. I have the memory again. It's amazing.
See, so I really like that, because, again, you really understand what the patient that's coming into your office, you know, is going through. Quite often, I'm honest, the doc spends like about 4 seconds with you, and he runs out the door, and he has no understanding, a guy or a lady or a man doctor, it doesn't matter either. They don't really understand what you're talking about. They don't really listen to what you're saying. And they don't really seem to have a lot of compassion for your situation. They almost kind of look like, come on, why didn't you just get healthy on your own, you know? So this is a whole different approach you're taking to this, isn't it?
This is a different approach. You know, when I'm doing metabolic medicine, full functional medicine, and we're doing hormones and everything that goes with it, my patients fill out an extensive questionnaire. I mean, we ask everything that, you know, all kinds of questions and all kinds of symptoms and trying to figure it out. I spend about an hour with that chart before I ever even see a patient.
Is that right?
And I do a lot of research. I'll research all their medications. I'll research side effects. I'll research what nutrient deficiencies their medications may cause in the body. I'll have all that done before I ever even walk in that door. And then I usually spend anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour with that patient totally.
Wow.
So, you know, depending on how much time they need.
Now, that's the kind of medicine that's really going to help people, because you're really doing a study on the person. You're not just kind of, okay, here, take this pill, you're going to be fine, you know, which is what medicine seemed to me. And I'm sorry if I'm insulting any doctors out there, but Dr. Lenhart's got the kind of approach that's comprehensive, and you're really looking, again, at that individual person and what you need to do to get them back on track for health.
Yeah, we try to look at every single aspect of what's going on in their health, you know, whether it be nutritional, because then they go in with one of my MAs that learn about nutrition. Even in our weight loss program, we have a simple weight loss program where they come in weekly. They get education every single week they come in.
Is that right?
And learning about something additional about their body, whether it be vitamin D or whether it be magnesium that week, or whether it be, you know, importance of protein in the morning. So they kind of learn something new every week.
And that's good for them, because now they're proactive in their own care. And they understand, like so many times when somebody's being treated by a doctor, they say, well, what are you doing, doc? You know, what is this? What do I need this for? And it's really not explained to them, or it's explained in a manner they don't understand. It's very important for the mind to be part of this too, right? For them to have that positive understanding, and for them to get encouraged and excited and, again, educated, so that they can be proactive in this process also, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they have to realize that it is lifestyle. It is about being healthy. And it's not, you know, weight is the byproduct of healthy eating. You know, some people have other issues with their metabolism where they've tried every diet under the sun and they can't lose weight. Those patients are really metabolic patients. That's where we're looking for, why is their body not losing weight? You know, what are they deficient in? What is being blocked? What kind of toxicity is in their body? is their intestinal tract even working correctly? You know, because we found like yeast in the GI tract, we found parasites, all kinds of things that would create problems that would actually create people to gain weight.
Oh, wow. So then again, so there's so many different things that you have to look at on any person before you're going to be able to determine, okay, this is how I want to treat this person. So there's no ABCs to your medicine. It's very, very, no. very individualized.
It's specific for that person.
Oh, I really like that. That's very, very cool. Is that one of the reasons that you're listed with Suzanne Summers? Tell me about that a minute.
When I actually was asked if I would mind if they would be on the website, because I actually unknowingly was treating one of her editors.
Oh, is that right?
And they were very impressed with what I was doing, and they asked if I wouldn't mind if she would list me as a preferred doctor on her website.
Well, that's very, very cool. I'm I'm really liking what you're saying. Everything you're saying is really it's common sense, and it's using the best of technology. It's using the best of your understanding of medicine today, which is, you know, continually evolving. So I like that, too. So, again, she opened her new practice yesterday. It's called Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. And let's see, where's the address? Where are we located? It's at 7600 Bryan Dairy Road in Largo. And the phone number there is 727-826-0838. You can also go to www.peaksofhealth.com and find out more about it. We're going to keep the doc here. We're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, I want you to break down for us what bioidentical hormone replacement is all about, okay?
Okay.
And we'll talk about diabetes as well and the thyroid and more stuff. We're going to find out everything we need to know about our health from Dr. Lenhart. So don't go anywhere. We got more with Dr. Lenhart when we come back with more. Oh, Shake and You See. I love you and I love Jesus.
Weekday afternoons may never be the same. Mike Huckabee and Dave Ramsey, back to back, right here on Inspiration Radio, WTIS, Tampa.
Bringing Inspiration Radio to Tampa Bay for over 35 years. This is AM 1110, WTIS, Tampa's Inspiration Station.
Do the warnings on the drug ads cause you concern when it comes to your family's health needs? doTERRA essential oils represent the safest, purest, and most beneficial essential oils available today. They're gently and skillfully distilled from plants harvested at the perfect moment by experienced growers from around the world. There's lavender oil for burns and relaxation, peppermint oil that is a natural antispasmodic, and doTERRA's blend of oils called On Guard that is antiviral, antibacterial, antibiotic, and antiseptic. Call Diana Young in the Tampa Bay area, 813-562-7485, to learn what doTERRA's essential oil line can offer for you and your family's health. That's Diana Young, 813-562-7485. Essential oils can make a difference for you and your family. Call Diana Young, 813-562-7485 today. doTERRA, because you want the very best for your family's healthcare needs.
Still struggling with your weight and dread the thought of a swimsuit? Your slow metabolism leaves you frustrated and angry that you may never reach your goal. Dr. Tracy Lenhart can empower you to reach and maintain your ideal weight. Dr. Lenhart uses lifestyle and nutritional education, as well as evaluating you to find the causes of a slow metabolism. It's called functional medicine, finding the root cause of why you fail to reach your goal and not just treating the symptoms. It's the medicine of the future here in Tampa Bay. Call the Metabolic Medical Center in Mid Pinellas County today to schedule your appointment. Dr. Lenhart offers in-depth functional thyroid testing too. Board certified Dr. Tracy Lenhart, your solution to your healthcare challenges. 727-826-0838. Call the Metabolic Medical Center for an appointment today. That's 727-826-0838. Achieve your weight loss goal for good.
Yeah, that's right, Tampa Bay. We're back with more O'Shea Can You See right here on your Inspiration Station, WTIS AM 1110. I'm here with Dr. Tracy Lenhart, and she's really opening my eyes to what it takes to be healthy and take care of yourself. I'm just doing it all wrong. I can tell you that right now. And while we were at break, Doc, you were telling us about your diet. Give that for everybody that you can still have pizza. You just make it yourself, right?
Yeah, I just find different ways to make the food that's healthier. You mm-hmm. know, I use different things like, you know, very thin crust, light lavish. I'll do organic sauce. I'll do low-fat cheese and lots of vegetables. I don't put a lot of the greasy foods on it. If I want pepperoni, I'll do turkey pepperoni. But, you know, when I make it myself, I have control over what's in the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I eat a lot of fresh fruits, a lot of fresh vegetables. I try to stay more whole, more organic, to keep a lot of the chemicals and pesticides out of my food.
I remember you saying to us last time, if you can't pronounce the word, then you don't want to eat that food.
No, if you're looking at ingredients. Matter of fact, on my opening yesterday, a couple of people were laughing at me because I would, you know, they wanted me to have breadsticks there, and I don't eat that much bread. So I actually went through 5 different boxes in the ingredient list before I would pick one that I would actually allow on that table. Because, again, if it was an ingredient that I, you know, a chemical or something I didn't want in it, a preservative I didn't want in it, it wasn't going on that table.
Right. And that's what's one of the bigger problems in the country today and in the world. They just stuff so many preservatives and artificial stuff into all the food we have so it'll last longer so they can make more money off it. But it's horrible for us to be eating, right?
Exactly. I mean, those same chemicals have to be processed through your liver. And, you know, if your liver can't process all the toxins and everything we put into it, it stores it in fat instead. So imagine what's happening when we're taking in humongous amounts of chemicals every day that our body cannot process and has to get eliminate, and it can't eliminate all that we're doing.
So when I'm sitting there at night watching the game and I eat a whole box of Cheez-Its, that's not a good plan.
Nah, that's not really a good plan.
Okay. All right. Talk to me a little bit about bioidentical hormone replacement. What is that all about?
Bioidentical hormone replacement is about bringing hormones back to where they're supposed to be. I mean, in aging, I mean, we do it in both young and old. Because we have a lot of young people these days that have severe PMS, progesterone issues, high estrogen issues, and we correct it that way. But in aging, as we age about the age of 40 and beyond, we start declining our hormones. And that's the natural process. But that is also what causes our actual body's decline. Mm-hmm. So when you're trying to kind of preserve that, because estrogen is what gives women memory, it's what protects them against heart disease. You know, same thing with testosterone in men. Low testosterone is actually heavily related to Alzheimer's disease in men.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And so when you consider all of that, you know, it's preventative in that sense. So what we do is we use natural hormones that are identical to the actual structure of our hormones in our body. Because, again, if you're using synthetic hormones, they're not identical. And because they're not identical, they don't hit that receptor the same way. It's like the key that goes in the lock but can't turn.
Uh-huh.
So when you're doing an identical hormone, it goes into lock and it turns. You know, so it turns the receptor on. And that's the whole point.
So if there's people who in their family history have either Alzheimer's or something like that, they can be proactive and go and get this hormone treatment from you and sort of thwart off or stop the onset of Alzheimer's, right?
You can do a lot with Alzheimer's disease. You know, my dad has Alzheimer's. That's why I've researched it out so drastically.
My grandpa had it.
And if I knew now what I knew before, I mean, before I started doing all the research for him, I would have done a lot of things differently, you know, because he's currently in a nursing home with Alzheimer's. But, you know, there's a genetic defect you can actually look for and test for, you know, and see if someone's very heavily predisposed to this. And you can do certain things in the body to help protect that. It, you know, Alzheimer's is a degradation of the myelin sheath on the brain. So the acetylcholine, which is a chemical in the brain that kind of gives you memory, can't get to where it needs to be. So you can actually do tons of things to try to protect that. Once it's destroyed, there's not much you can do. But if you catch them early in their 40s or 50s, you can do a lot to prolong that phase.
So again, with this, with the hormone replacement therapy, it's all customized to the individual person, and you're going to give them back the things their body has started to lose, right?
Yeah, I actually test the hormones. I compound them specifically for that patient. So I have very few patients on the identical hormone, you know, variations. And then we turn around and retest their hormones to make sure we're giving them exactly what they need and make sure we get the levels exactly where we want them to be.
Wow, okay. And another big part of your practice, again, we were talking about is weight loss. And in that, weight loss is, again, correlated to your slowing down of your metabolism, right?
Weight loss has a lot of aspects to it. A lot of it is choices and what we choose to eat because we need to clean up our diets and we need to, you know, eat healthy. That's a huge part of it. But it also has to do with whether our thyroids are functioning correctly, whether our GI tracts are functioning correctly. So there's a lot of aspects to that. And as you get more obese, a lot of the hormones in your body do change. And with that change, obesity also lowers testosterone levels in men. And it also affects certain hormones in women. So sometimes we need to replace those hormones a little bit while we're getting people to lose weight.
So these issues that come along with weight loss, like diabetes and this, those, if you're doing what you, if a patient comes to you and stays with the program, that's key, right? They got to stick to the program. You can reverse these very, very difficult effects and side effects that come with obesity, thyroid issues, and diabetes.
Yeah, in some cases we can just, you know, temporarily replace thyroid. A lot of times we also look on thyroid. I mean, there's so many aspects of thyroid by itself. I mean, that, again, is not that simple, because most people just measure whether their TSH is normal. And that is only how your pituitary senses your thyroid's working. That's not even your thyroid gland. When we look at thyroid, we look at how the pituitary is sensing it, how your thyroid's producing it, and how downstream it's actually working, because your thyroid produces an inactive form of thyroid called T4. Your body converts it to an active form called T3. And, you know, we look at actually those numbers and we see if it's actually converting correctly. We want to know if the receptor is working, if it has everything in it nutritionally. You know, if you're diabetic, you eat up the nutrients your thyroid needs. So then your thyroid can't work correctly. You know, so there's a lot of aspects to that, too. So we start looking at why the thyroid's not working correctly, trying to replace everything it needs to function. And then if we need to, we'll replace the thyroid.
So all this is real cutting-edge medicine, and it's not medicine that people get at many medical practices. If they go to the average doc, they're not going to hear any of these things you just mentioned, are they?
No, I wasn't trained like this in medical school or residency. I actually went to a separate fellowship to learn a lot of this with the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. And I'm actually doing a master's at USF Medical School in metabolism and nutrition.
Halfway
through my master's.
When do you sleep, though?
I do sleep at night. I make sure I get adequate sleep, because that's a big part of weight loss, you know, if you don't sleep enough. But because I function so well during the day, I don't get tired, I have lots of energy, I can accomplish a lot while I'm actually working.
And that's something that's very important. The average person in our age range, I'm 47 years old, anyone I know in my age range, that's all they always complain about, is they're so tired. They're so tired. They're so tired. And that has a lot to do, again, with all these things we're talking about hormones, about their thyroid, about their weight, about everything that they've been doing wrong. We've been conditioned for so long to do everything wrong. You've pretty much got to recondition the entire body, right?
We've been conditioned to feel bad and think it's okay. I mean, I think that's a big part of it. We've been conditioned that it's okay to be tired. We're supposed to be tired as we get older, you know. But the thing is, women don't sleep well when their progesterone start going down. And so they don't get adequate sleep. So how do you feel rested if you're not sleeping correctly at night?
Right.
And then, of course, after the progesterone goes down, the estrogen goes down. When that starts going down, they start hot flashing. You know, now they really can't sleep. You know, so it's a snowball effect of, you know, not being able to function during the daytime because you're just not getting adequate rest at nighttime.
So almost anybody in our age range and over has some of these issues. They've got, you know, either they're gaining weight, they've got diabetes, all these kind of things. And for them, the right approach is to come and see you, to come over there to Largo, to Bryan Derry Road, 7600 Bryan Derry Road, to the Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, and have you perform functional medicine that's unique and customized just for them, right?
Yes, it's exactly only for each individual person that walks in that door.
And so far, how have the patients been reacting to this? Have they been shocked by the level of service, for starters, for the amount of time you spend with them, for the amount of, I mean, this is, you don't see this with a lot of doctors.
No, you don't. Most of my patients absolutely love the extra attention. Some of them don't like being called to the carpet sometimes.
On the things they're doing
but
wrong.
The same thing. That, you know, when you're doing weight loss, it's not about, you know, chastising someone for not losing weight. It's about finding out what caused it. Okay, did you have a massive craving and why? You know, so we try to explain where those cravings come from, how to control them. You know, I call it their safe place to fall, you know. But it is. It's individual medicine for each person, because every single person is different. Even in weight loss, each person has a different issue as to why they will eat, whether it's a stress eater or whether it's a boredom eater or whether, you know, they just don't like to exercise.
And again, a lot of this is so conditioned from our whole lives. I mean, it's something that you didn't even realize was happening all throughout adolescence. You just kept doing it and doing it. And now when your body's not in the kind of condition where you can just take care of that stuff, you know, metabolism is great when you're 13, when you get into your 40s, this stuff, that ain't going to work anymore. And we don't really change like we should as we get to this age. Is that the number one thing you would think?
Well, definitely. As you age, you know, you're going to lose some of the calories that you can consume. Our growth hormone is high when we're 13, 14, 15, and that will accelerate our metabolism. It starts declining in our 30s. So as that hormone goes down, we're obviously going to have less metabolism. But there's a lot of things we can do to help keep it in as check, you know, high as we can.
All right, one last question, because I'm dying to know what this is. Tell me what an infrared sauna is.
Infrared sauna is a different kind of sauna. It's a dry heat sauna. It's used for many things. I use it for detoxification because it makes people sweat, so they detoxify. I also use it in my weight loss program for patients who can't exercise. They've had surgery. They have bad knees. They can't, you know.
I got a bad back myself.
Yeah, for somebody who running or doing any major exercise really hurts them, they can go in the sauna for about 30 to 45 minutes, sweat as if they did a workout, and get very similar results. What they don't get is the toning that they get from exercise. So we use, you know, resistance bands and things like that to get them to tone and keep their muscle mass, and then use that for the cardio.
Okay. All right, so do we get everything covered? Is there anything else you want to tell the patients out there in the world that they need to know about you and your practice?
Just, you know, as I said, give us a call if you have any questions. We'd be happy to answer them. You know, it's functional medicine is all about finding out the true root cause, and it's about, you know, individualized medicine.
So yeah, if you're tired, okay, or you're not feeling right, or you've put on weight, and you're eating bad food still, and you're just saying to yourself, this is crazy, this is a cycle I cannot break, then what you need to do is this. Call 727-826-0838, okay, or go to peaksofhealth.com. You want to go to Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, and you need, and I mean need, to be treated by Dr. Tracy Lenhart. Dr. Tracy Lenhart, thank you so much for coming by O'Shea Can You See, and tell me, this is stuff I really needed to know, and I think everybody else did too.
Thanks. I love it. I call it CSI of the body.
CSI of the body. I love that. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it is.
We got to get you your own TV show.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, I like that. CSI of the body, I like that. All right, guys, go see Dr. Tracy Lenhart. Do it. You call 727-826-0838 and get your life and your health back today.